Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rozema. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Peters reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to third. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geronimo, who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Walkenfuss goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Otis steals second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 0 for 1 in the game. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 1 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive towards second. White catches it and tags Parrish out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-2 in the game. Wathen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-2 in the game. Geronimo hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Peters bunts in front of the plate. Way then fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Frank White. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Razima fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Chalk now playing second base. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Duffy Dyer now catching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.